About 70% of invoices submitted by are also questionable. The outgoing Minister for Trade and Industry, Haruna Idrisu, made the statement when he addressed importers at a forum in Accra. He said adoption of an electronic system at the ports will help address tax evasion. Joyce Chichi reports.
The forum brought together stakeholders involved in international trade. They include importers, freight forwarders, clearing agents, and revenue collecting agencies. The forum provided an opportunity for them to discuss their problems to enable government to address them to realize the needed revenue for development. A former Minister for Trade and Industry, Haruna Idrisu, blamed importers, revenue collection agencies, among others, for contributing to loss of revenue to the state.
Integrity still remains a problem of many of our custom officials and sometimes collusion with DIC officials. And one of the shortest ways to deal with it is to adopt an electronic platform and work through a paperless phenomenon. At least when the computer gives a figure, the computer cannot revoke that figure. At the particular time and instance where it was given, it becomes a legitimate authentic document. We would encourage you that we should use more of the electronic and paperless phenomena in order to reduce the human element and to reduce the integrity problems that have also contributed to the congestion of the port.
He said government has amended LI 1060 to allow the Customs Division of the Ghana Revenue Authority to work 24 hours a day. This is to reduce the time and transaction costs related to clearing goods and services. In this regard, warehousing time has been extended from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. and legislation is being reviewed to that effect. The Managing Director of Ghana Link Network Services, Nana Samuel Buedu, who spoke for the Joint Consultative Committee on the Destination Inspection Scheme, talked about what the committee has addressed regarding human interventions.
These human interventions tend to result in collusion, tampering and falsification of documents, leading to loss of revenue. One of the major problems was the submission of the same set of shipping documents to two or three companies and forwarding the final classification evaluation report with the least value to customs. Through the committee, we trade information on such as which are currently being kept.
A clearing agent talked about time spent in getting final verification classification reports.
The duration in which the report is to be ready is one factor, because if, for instance, the vessel has already arrived and then unfortunately the importer didn't receive his or her documents on time, and then we send them to the inspection company for it to be ready probably within a week or less, it takes a lot of time.
That was a report filed by Joyce Jechi.